Here we go, finally, June the 14th, 2019, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to my webcast, OG. You know, a lot of times, I truly understand the younger generation when they tell me that I am a rare commodity these days, because they don't mind talking to me, pulling me down, listening to what I have to say. Young men love some eyeball-to-eyeball contact. Look at them straight in the eyes, be frank with them. And I got to tell you, I have spoken with some young men in my community that have problems, serious problems. Problems to wit, if they don't pull themselves up by whatever bootstraps they have left, there is no hope. Absolutely none. Outside of what God might have to do in order to intervene. I used to say to friends of mine, I don't understand what you mean by you've been 3 years clean in recovery. You've been 5 years clean in recovery. I don't know how to respond to that kind of language, because in all my days, I've never been on anything that I've had to recover from. The concept escapes me. Recovery. What you see now is what you saw then. Now there's one thing, maybe 3 to 5 things that I need to recover from in this society that I live in, but it is never, and I will tell you this, never the arrogance to believe that these young people cannot make good music. I want you to listen to Cut 4 from an album called The Black Tapes, BLAC. A student of mine was taking philosophy with me, and he said, Mr. Coleman, check this out, take this home and tell me what you think of it. Well, of course, I got in my car and I was on the way home and I was listening to it, and I took it out of my car and put Brahms, Beethoven, something on, and I said, what the hell? Why did he give me this? Well, I listened to it for the first time in the studio earlier this morning, only to come to find out that I love not only the orchestration of this, his ability to speak to me in real time. Let me get my glasses, because I don't want to give you any wrong information about this. Sorry for not having everything set up the way it ought to be. I move around a lot, and when I take a pair of my readers with me, I leave them in the room that I'm in, and I'm so enjoying myself that I understand why I am that rare commodity that the young men love to engage with. The name of this number is called, and let me try to say it right, Get Your Kids. It's called Get Your Kids, and it's called by the Black Tapes, Get Your Kids. Now, this thing from this little piece of paper here, this came out in 2010, so almost 10 years ago. So he was 22, he'd be 32 or 33 years old now, because he was a young black man. Called Black Heat presents the black tapes. And I guess as you listen to each number on this album, you would pick up something. So I'm gonna poke in number four. I'm gonna do number four. I'm gonna clear it. And then I'm gonna do number four. And I'm hoping, ladies and gentlemen, that it'll play the correct number for you. Get your kids.
Yo, what's up with you, man? How you doing? Oh, yeah, no problem. Just go ahead and bring him by. It's like 9:30, 10, that's cool. Alright, peace. Dealing with these crazy women, yeah. Got me with these crazy children, The things I do just to hit it. Got me stuck babysitting, yeah. She got a son named Damien. She thought that it'd be a good idea for me to hang with him. But he mean mugging out the corner of his eyes. And every time I try to talk to Lil, Logan, I wanna cry. I try to be his friend, but he acted like my enemy. 40 years old, and Logan can sip a Hennessy. Then he kicked me in my knee, cause I let him play the weed. Then I asked him why he did it, and he said,
I'm a G.
Laying on the couch with his hand in his jaws. Now my couch pillow smell like little baby paws. The boy brought his started walking, and he crept walking. The little girl moved her neck when she started talking. Daughter only three, but she a mean woman, okay. With her little dirty diapers with the stains on it, yes. And now she got my microphone trying to sing on it. Like if you like a thing, should I put a ring on it? Get your kids, because they bad. Somebody need to whip they ass. Get your kids, because they bad. Somebody need to whip they ass. At my window, you broke my Nintendo. Okay. Jumping on my sofa.
Alright,
all in my soul dust. Little bad babies.
Little bad babies.
Driving me crazy.
Driving me crazy.
Kids keep crying.
Keep on crying.
Acting like they dying.
What it sound like?
It's all that I hear.
That's all the way it sound, boy.
That's all that I hear.
That's all that I
hear.
Sing it.
It's a kid. Just hey. Still tearing up my shit. Look at that. I bet you won't tell him to quit. That's a sugar-free line. It's sugar-free time. So you need to get a belt and start whipping they behind. He flinching at me saying, yeah, I got you. Check. He don't make me jump kick him in the back of his neck. How long has it been since you braided their hair? Surprise your parent and ain't let them in foster care. Go around drinking, talking about I need that. And how the little motherfucker find a weed stash? Wanted me to babysit to see me stressed instead of BET. Make them watch PBS. Forget it, I give, I don't need your sex.
That's
I'll make a phone call to DCFS. And they really not as cute as you say they is. It's like daddy daycare meets baby kids. I told them get your kids because they bad. Somebody
boy, you better do that.
Get your kids because they bad. Somebody need to whip they ass. Box at my window, box at my window. Broke my Nintendo, broke my Nintendo. Jumping on my sofa, okay. All of my soul dust. Alright. Little bad name, bitch. Driving me crazy.
Alright.
Little kids keep crying.
Keep on crying.
Acting like they dying.
Yo, what it sound like?
All in my head.
You better sing that, boy.
Yeah. Ripping ass in foster care. You know what, nah, for real, man. See, you know what? Never again. Get your kids, get out of my house. Never again. I should have known when I seen you in a grocery store and you was pulling the little nigga by his neck. Pulling him by his neck because he wanted a Snickers. He's crying and he's over here throwing Starburst and pit angles at your neck because you don't want to let him get a Snickers. I should have known you was pretty. But your kids are bad as hell, man. I man.
That's way to... If that doesn't really make you laugh as you listen to all the words on there, Black Heat presents the Black Tapes. Go get your kids. A brilliant piece of work, brilliantly done. I was going to go on the internet and see if they probably have their albums there somewhere. But he gave me a sample copy right after they had produced it. And he said, well, this is our group, or my group. And wow, it's really some good work. Really. Had a couple of the boys around, and I was playing it. And then, of course, you know, young men, these people aren't church Christians. They started ragging him down, running. He ain't doing nothing. He took somebody else's beat and blah, 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 blah. I said, I don't know about whose beat you think he took, but listen to the brother's words. And I'm asking myself, can't you just affirm a brother? I mean, why do you have to do that? I'm trying to look deep into why we can't do those things these days. I think that's important. Why? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me define what an OG is. Old dog? What? Old gangster? Old guy? I was asking some of the guys, I said, some of you even address me as, hey, OG. And I said, I'm not an old gangster. I've never been a member of the Bloods or the Crips. But why is it whenever I go in either area, in any territory, I get along good with them? And you know what they all call me? OG. See? And that is a reputation that you get when some advancement towards maturity is taking place in your life. You see, a lot of people say, well, is it because you got a lot of education, 300 degrees? It's because when you grew up, things were different. No, because these young men hit me to the fact that they'll probably not marry because of the economic status in which they are now living. And then as they conclusively and with evidence imply and state accurately that the man is not going to be making enough money to even assist her in sustaining a relationship. Now, that's some of these young men. Now, you may say, well, why don't those young men go to school? Some of them have gone to school, and I'm telling you, I witnessed something happen to him that was not his fault. That was the fault of a lying person. Listen, this young man doesn't have to. This young man, a friend of mine, he drives Uber. I said, let me see your ratings. You know what people are saying about you. And every one of the ratings, except for one or two, he was lousy. Because you're going to find that element of humanity that will never give a brother his true props. But all of this guy's recommendations and everything are top notch. But what somebody accused him of, some woman accused him of making a statement about how her breasts looked or something like that. And that is not what this man is like. I know this black man. I know that he's not like that. See, I'm an OG. I know my boys. So they kicked him off. They kicked him off the app for a whole week. He couldn't make any money. And I watched him regress into something that I've been watching for years. A disposition, and I had to say, no, 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 now. You don't want that to go any further than this. Because somebody will get hurt. It's hard. They cut him off. He just went back to work, I think, yesterday. slaving to make money, doing it like that, working for peanuts, peanuts. I had a friend of mine, listen to this, OG, now that's me. Friend of mine called me and asked me, one of the guys that was in church with me for years, called me and asked me, where are you going on Father's Day, Sunday? I said, oh, it is Father's Day. I said, nowhere in particular. He says, your daughters didn't call you to invite you out? I says, no, they didn't. And he said, well, are they going to take you to dinner or anything? I said, probably not. Neither of us want. Oh, I know you don't want to go, but they supposed to call and take their daddy out. I said, no, they're not. They're supposed to live their lives and do what they want to do as they please and want to do it. That's the way I raised them. The hell, I don't need them to tell me on no. See, this man never had children, so he doesn't know. And he said, I think your children are wrong, and blah, 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 blah. See, that is the failure of an OG who's lost his damn mind. My children don't have to take me anywhere, and I will love them with my last breath when I die. What is an OG? He's one that is advanced in maturity, not just being wise, rather a seasoned artifact molded in the ways of a long gone empire. That's me. And when I talk to these youngsters, one of them said to me, hi, you used to be a pastor. I said, oh no, I'm still pastoring. That's why you hanging around me. Because can't no saint touch you with truth but me. Now, I do believe this. Let me tell you. I believe that every human being likes to be around certain other every human beings. You've heard me give that spew for years on this site. Now, therefore, it is quite natural for those human beings to aspire towards the maturity and the longevity of the younger of their kind. Correct? Correct. That's wisdom, right? That is what one would or might expect. Correct? I would think so. And when I think about, I was on a website earlier. Let me flip back to it. I got this thing. And it comes from African American. It says Black Demographics. You just type that in your deal. And it says African American population. You can find how many black people are here and in this country. How many black people reside all over the globe. We are everywhere. Now, why is it that when we look at a picture of who our people are and how we live, that we feel squeamish, embarrassed, made ashamed, get with the group that you like to be with? Because I'm quite sure. And, you know, I was there. I was in a retirement home not too long ago visiting. And you know what? While I was in the retirement home visiting, you know what I was thinking about? I hope I don't lose my point of view. I was thinking, I said, John, one of these days you're going to be here. Because I don't expect my daughters to quit their job and everything else and to come and change my diapers and everything like that. I don't expect that. And if there's people that get paid to do it, I hope they do it. And if they can't do it, if I get down to that degree, I'll just lay in that stuff until I die. I'm already resolved in my mind that that could become the plight of each and every one of us in this life. None of us are guaranteed anything. We just hope to God that when our last days arrive, that we could leave in some form of dignity and respect. What is that? I don't have the slightest idea. I am recovering at a very quick rate. People, oh my goodness. When the doctor tells you to eat certain foods, listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. I'm going to get some orange juice here. Doc knows what he is talking about. I don't even have, how do you say it? I don't have, well, the smell of fried foods, cheeseburgers and fries and all that stuff does not affect me at all. You know, a nice peach, plum, fruit. I'm all over that. But fries and all that stuff that, I don't know. Yeah. Orange juice. I love it. So, let the old people in your environment that's been around, that looks at you, that will not judge you, that understands you, and that would nurture you if you required it, let those people speak. Let those speak to your heart. And let their words speak to you. All right, that's it. You know why it took me so long to come to this? Because I was looking up all the definitions. I tell you the truth. I was really looking. Okay, I came across this. You know what? Me and R, an OG is. An OG is cut right out of the pattern of a creational male. In other words, he's man. He's seen as a noble savage. You know what Charles Darwin said? Charles Darwin said, man, with all of his noble qualities, still bears in his bodily frame the indelible stamp of his lowly origin. Yes. I don't care how high you think you are. You know where you come from. Do impulses of sadistic cruelty lurk in the depths of every man's psyche? Ah. Anthony Storr wrote that. And it could be true. All right. Let's see if I can read this right to you. By common high school categories, I was a jock. I played football, baseball, and basketball. My stomach was flat, my thigh, and my neck was muscular, 18 inches. Today, I'm flabby and I'm weak with a puffy neck. But I still see myself in that shape of 18 who can go out and play one-on-one for several hours and get up the next morning without a pain or an ache. Now this is me. That. Because I remember when I lived the days that I got up like that without a pain or an ache. The ambitions and desires of youth are still with me and very much a part of my self-estimate. But time, age, and lifestyle that no longer includes daily rigorous practice schedules have caught up with me. I'm not what I used to be. I've had to realize that I am a very mortal being. I see. The young vagabond just left. He puts his bags in the back seat of the vehicle that he's riding, and he's coming back in the house to let me know that he is leaving. So I'm going to have to pause right here. Give me a second. Nice. So, how does one become that organ grinder, that person that's trying to spew these moral bullets, if you will, since we like to talk in computer language, these moral bullets of ethics out to a community around us, constantly warning. I have a book in front of me. I've discussed it with you before. A book that my daughter Delia gave me a number of years ago. She wrote it. A book on the Black Panther and the Black Panther Party and community and organization. And it has right here a special thing. Huey receives PhD from the University of California. Huey Newton. Let me read this. I don't know whether you guys ever heard about this. Here it is. Santa Cruz, California. Following 3 years of study, during which he underwent three lengthy trials, Huey P. Newton received his PhD from the University of California here in June. The Black Panther Party founder and president, 38 at that time, earned his doctorate from the campus Interdisciplinary History of Consciousness program. That sounds like a great program. It really does, because it opens up your mind and shows you some things that's reality-based instead of fantasy-based. See, you always have, listen, you always have the opportunity to choose the reality over that of fantasy. That is definitely, strictly, totally up to you. You can choose it. I'm sorry, I didn't finish reading that a sentence. It says, the history of consciousness program, which focuses upon the study of social philosophy. Right. And when you look at something that's happening in the society that you're living in, the social philosophy is messed up. You have to scream up against it, out against it. You have to come out against it. And then the article goes on and says, War Against the Panthers, a study of repression in America, was the title of Huey's doctrinal dissertation. The research paper required of PhD participants. That's right. 175 pages. Utilized FBI, CIA, and other governmental documents, as well as books and articles, to document the U.S. government's historical repression of organizations opposed to the existing order and focused on the government's activities to destroy the Black Panther Party since its founding in 1966. And he earned his PhD while in jail and courts. And a smart, a brilliant man. I guess I'm an OG. I'm thinking like the OGs. My daughter gave me this book. She says, Daddy, you will, as you read it, because she knew that I was going to live long enough, I guess, to retire. Oh, yeah. Well, I certainly can say this to all of you that listen to me. From sound reasoning and an honest heart, I sincerely hope and pray. In other words, my intention is that you would find yourself doing well. And the reason that I share that with you is because I am doing extremely well. I am amazed at what God is doing in me, myself. You know, often I share with people when I look back over my illustrious let's see. Hello, my dear friend, how are you? Hello, do you hear me? Interesting call. I won't go into the details, but very interesting. Very interesting. I was asked a question. And of course, it causes my mind to spin in all directions. And the reason that it's spinning is because I'm trying to figure out why the person that called me was prompted to ask me that question. I cannot figure why, and so therefore, the motive could have been ulterior. Yes. And when that happens, and listen, OGs can do this because we know, because we've been living amongst, listen to this. I have been living amongst people so long that there is, I think it was, who is it? King Solomon said, there is nothing new under the sun. Absolutely nothing. I was shocked and amazed when I was talking to a young man that was had come by to visit me, and he told me that his mother asked of me, was I still getting around, moving around? Now, I know I had the open heart surgery over a year ago, but my goodness, is that the way you check up on somebody that was your pastor? Is he still moving around? Let me say this to the listening audience. I am still moving around. I can walk my dog down to the end of the block and back any day of the week that I want to, possibly twice a week, and I enjoy doing that. I get in my car. I go to the store. I do what regular people do. I go get my meds from the Kaiser. I'm getting around. And since I went out to, where was it? What did they call that? The 3rd and Fairfax over there in Los Angeles. Those people tire me out. I just wanted to get back to my car and lay the seat back and chill. Crowds get on my nerve, and that's a place that I really don't need to go to. But, you know, back to the OG, you would expect, you know, the older guy to respond like an older guy should respond. Man, you know, when you look at a lot of these videos, wait, I got to go into the question. Here's the question. You know, they have so many drugs out there. The I don't know who's bringing them in, the cartels. Martindale's. I don't know who's bringing the drugs in. The Colombians, the Mexicans. I don't know who. But I was talking with this man, and I said, there has to be an appetite for this. You know, it's as if I was being questioned like our moral structure is being broken down. No, it's not. I said, for us turning our backs on God, we Americans especially, because this was America's faith, America's faith was Christianity, like it or not. Not every American embraced it or embraces it now, but America was ours. Christianity was ours here. Now, when you abandon your homespun religion for materialism, now in Christianity, that would be putting another God before God. I recall when I bought a 6-year-old Lexus convertible. One of the brothers of the church asked me, what does this mean? And, you know, I had to think, and I said, what is he asking me? What does this mean? Oh, what is the meaning of me buying this car? I said, oh, what is, see, it dawned on me. I wasn't undertaking the idea that he was jealous of me in any way, which later on, it had to be because I had to start covering up my car at the church. People were putting scratches all over my car. And I knew when I had the car detailed that the scratches weren't there until after Sunday. So I started bringing my cover to cover the Lexus. It was a It was the first year that they came out. Okay, I think that's 2011. No, that was, oh my goodness, come on, John. Anyhow, all those scratches and things on my car, and one Sunday after church, some of the church members had pulled the cover of the Lexus off like they had stole it. They were trying to see what my face would look like when I came out. I came out, I saw that the cover was gone, and I said, well, somebody got me. And I'll never forget how people burst up and started laughing. And I said, how can they do this? How can they do this? I just brought them one of the most serious outlines in the Bible. And they're playing jokes like that on me. I was in my 60s. I was up there in age. I just couldn't see myself putting myself through that again. Through the living remorse of knowing that people don't care about you, that say that they do. If I could throw a rock at the church, that would be the stone that I would throw. They said that they were something that they were not. And they knew it at the time that they said it. And that is what makes it double die bad. Crazy stuff, isn't it? But I've learned through my maturation process. For those of you that don't know what maturation implies, that as you mature, that you learn as you grow. Every lesson comes together. You understand in very clear rather than abstract ways. See, you have abstract thoughts about why things take place if you stay high all day. You don't want to have abstract thoughts. You want to have clear, reasonable, tangible mental flashes in your head. I was thinking about a person that they just show people after they get shot. They show people dying on TV. And when these bullets hit these people and their lungs collapse, filling with blood, the shock of what's happening to them, and to watch them die, I often find myself asking, I wonder what they were thinking. I wonder what their last thoughts were. Whew. So, you guys pray for me. And I mean, hope that God gives me strength to bring this. This will be my first PowerPoint lesson that I put together since 2016. Yeah, my first PowerPoint lesson that I put together in 3 years. And it's going to be good. You know, how do we mature and become as spiritually fit as we can without employing the armament of truth. Truth, love, peace, joy, all of that goes together. All of it goes together. You cannot, you dare not try to separate any aspect of that kind of life. That's going to be a good time. A very good time. I'm looking forward to that. Well, I'm going to end it there. And I'm not going to play any more music. It's been a while putting it up there. And I hope that at least some of you got something out of it. You take care. For I am going to watch a movie.